Hello and welcome to a special mini episode of Supermates Husband and Wife Geekcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Andrew.
And we just watched the season finale of The Flash. Be warned, we are going to spoil the living crap out of the season finale of The Flash. We literally just watched it a few minutes ago as we record this. And what are your thoughts? Andrew, go. I know you're about to have a brain aneurysm.
My brain hurts! The ending made me want to go cry, and I don't understand life no more, and yeah.
Cindy, your thoughts?
Redemption.
Redemption, yes.
In one word, redemption.
Yes. I question whether we would do this or not, because I have been in a bad place with the Flash TV show ever since they came back from the last big break they were on. When we found out that the Jay Garrick we've been following all this time was really a nut job that was a killer, and they, you know, it really honked me off really bad.
Yeah, he complained about it forever.
The producers, and I thought...
You were crankier than usual.
I don't think I'm the only one, because the producers came out and said, we wouldn't do that to Jay Garrick. Just, you know, just wait. So they knew that they had... Maybe it was perceived that they had made a tactical error. And, you know, they showed us that the Jay Garrick of Earth 1, our Earth, was Hunter Zolomon. So I thought maybe he was Zoom, but I didn't think that the Jay that we had been following was Zoom. And turns out that Jay Garrick was not Jay Garrick at all. And I called this, did I not call this?
I don't know.
The man in the iron mask was not only the real Jay Garrick, but he was also John Wesley Shipp.
Booyah!
So the Flash, the original Flash, is the original Flash.
Yeah, he freaking got up out of his seat and going, yeah!
Doing fist pumps and feet pumps and all sorts of stuff. And his costume looked freaking awesome.
It did.
Yeah.
And then the way he wore the hat.
He wore the hat kind of cocked sideways, the helmet sideways. It was awesome. I was just so happy that they did that. When Henry said, you know, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to move back to Central City. I'm like, okay, he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
And then when the commercial for before last week's episode, the preview, showed Barry going, no! I was like, oh, they're going to kill Henry because everything's so la-di-da and they're going to kill him. And I'm like, okay, they're going to kill Henry, but they're not going to kill John Wesley Shipp because he's going to be the man in the iron mask who's the real Jay Garrick.
Right.
So... I was right! Yay! I'm sure I'm the only person that was right, but but I know other people thought of that too, but on my own I thought of that, so I'm going to give myself nerd points for...
Yeah. And everyone wanted either...
You win the no prize.
I win the no prize.
And everyone either wanted the 90s Flash to be in the Iron Mask or the real Jay Garrick, but they did both.
Yep, exactly, yeah.
They pleased everybody.
Right, yeah, exactly. So John Wesley Shipp is the Flash again, and he's also Jay Garrick because everybody wanted John Wesley Shipp to be Jay Garrick when we found out he was going to be in the series.
Yeah. And
everybody,
now he is.
Everybody was like, well, maybe he'll be Jay Garrick, you know. And now he is Jay Garrick.
I would say that we could have, you know, Bob have crossovers, but he doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean...
Hurt my brain, you guys.
At the end of the episode, no. Barry went back in time and did what he should have done last season and saved his mom.
But he killed all those people.
What do you mean he killed all those people?
He erased everybody. He took their lives away.
Well, he didn't erase everybody. He just altered the timeline. But now here, what do you think? Now, that's the way it left us. All we saw that changed...
was him saving his mother.
In the Barry that had come back to stop him that didn't stop him last season...
Faded away
out of existence.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense because last time that Barry was standing there when that one Flash told him not to.
But see, the Flash that told him not to, yeah, where was he at?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. But maybe come back before that Flash did.
Remember, time remnants.
Yep. Yeah, now that's true.
See?
He's mucking around with the time stream, so are time remnants going to come after him? Because
no, not the Wraiths. I'm talking about remnants.
Oh, time remnants. Okay, time remnants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
where he
true.
Goes,
yeah.
Where he goes back in time just
yeah,
a little bit.
I'm glad they kind of explained the time remnants because Barry...
Remnants.
No, I'm talking remnants right now. I'm sorry. I got Wraiths and remnants. I meant the time Wraiths might come after Barry for... This is all rambling, I know, but we literally just watched it. The time Wraiths might come...
No,
the Speed Force Wraiths might come after Barry for...
Because he fixed the timeline. No, Reverse Flash wasn't supposed to be there.
Well, that's true.
Oh, snap.
That's true. But I'm glad they kind of explained the time remnant thing because, you know, Wally, and he didn't understand it. And so I didn't understand it. I mean, I kind of understand it. I still don't. I mean, I understood it, but I still don't quite understand how it works. But, you know, but hey, it's, you know, it's comic book science, so it's fine.
There's some dude running faster than light.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's, you know, if you can buy all the other stuff he does, then why can't he? I mean, it's basically an extrapolation of the After Images. They just, we've seen Flash do that before, but they're just a lot more interactive than they've ever been. Yeah, it's him, so part of him died.
It's the future version of him.
Right.
And the past version is the real him, because if the past version died, then the future version will never exist.
Okay, there you go.
I understand.
So what did we think of
Black Flash?
Of, yeah, I mean, Zoom looked like the Black Flash at the
end. They're gonna bring it back or something.
He was all skeletal,
and they had the mask opened up,
right?
So you could see, like, in the comics.
Yeah,
he's totally gonna come back, and somehow, some way, his symbol just happened to change in the little things on his head. They turn into red and white. I don't know how that works, but
yeah,
go for it, guys.
Make it look like the comic book. Yeah, I thought, you know, the one thing I will say, through this season, I've complained at home here that Barry made a lot of stupid mistakes this season. I mean, he was extra stupid to make the plot move along. I mean, like last week, Mr. I've been in the Speed Force. Nothing can go wrong. You know, I mean,
typical sophomore slump.
Yeah. But they pulled it out in the end.
Yes,
that was very satisfying
finale.
But then
they turned around and whopped it away again. So what's going to happen?
Well, now here's what I think's going to happen. I could be wrong. He's going to think he fixes everything. And maybe he does. Maybe we go back.
Or maybe he knows he doesn't.
Well, you know, there's different theories. Like, if you do that, does it actually change the timeline, or did you just create an alternate timeline?
And does it pause the past timeline? Because there's also theories where that timeline stops, and then the other timeline continues.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of like in the new Star Trek movies. Do you buy that the old Star Trek continuity is completely gone, or do you buy that this is an alternate timeline?
And then you also got to think about this. Barry didn't only just save his mom, which was awesome. Dad complained about that last time. But he also fixed the original timeline.
Right.
And that Flash that told the other Barry to wait might have told him that, because this Barry was going to do it.
I mean,
and if he had already done it, never gave him the chance to actually beat Reverse Flash, he wouldn't have been fast enough.
I mean, if you think about it, the Flash, this series started out with an altered timeline.
Yeah.
Because Reverse Flash, sorry. Old comic book stuff coming in my head. I still call the Reverse Flash Professor Zoom. Sorry. But the Reverse Flash went back in time and monkeyed with the timeline. Killed Barry's mother. Got Henry Allen sent to jail. Barry went to live with Joe and have an icky love relationship with Iris. So if this does change that, that'll fix that. Mm-hmm. That's the number one thing they're running into. Is she's the lead actress, she's the love interest, but people are like, ew. They don't dislike the character now because they've saved her from Lana Lang oblivion.
Right.
Which they started to veer toward last season, but she's a good character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody likes the actress pretty much. But they, you know, everybody's like, ew, it's kind of icky, you know. But if they do that, they'll change it. But what I'm saying, my point was, the Flash existed with both parents alive, like the old comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom, damn it, I said it again, Reverse Flash, Eobard Thawne, went back in time and changed that. So the original continuity, similar to the comic books, existed in this universe before he changed it.
Yeah, I understand.
So he has essentially reset it. If it
to
does,
way, the way
he
it
hasn't
should
reset
have
it.
Been.
He just made what Reverse Flash did never happen.
Right. Well, I mean, he stopped him from murdering it. He didn't stop him from going back time to do it, murdering her. So that means if it is an alteration to this timeline, then that means that Nora Allen is alive, obviously. Henry Allen is not going to go to jail. Barry will not be raised by Joe. Mm-hmm. He will not, you know.
But they'll still be close because they're neighbors.
Right. He will not have a weird relationship with his stepsister.
I just thought about something.
Adopted
the
sister.
The reason, you know how I said earlier it didn't make sense where the other Flash wasn't there? It's not time room or anything, because after that Flash told him to stop,
mm-hmm.
the one that told him to stop the first time, he waits, lets his mom die, and then he goes back in, remember? Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. Yeah. This time he heard someone fight and he was still there. I totally forgot about that part.
Yeah, he did. He talked to her as she was dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that all makes sense. They did it right. I thought they were being stupid or something.
But, I mean, who knows what we're going to... I mean, I don't know what we're going to get next season. I mean, I don't know if we'll... You know,
I think he's going to see other speedsters.
If I went back and listened to the episode we recorded for the last finale, they didn't do any of the stuff we thought they were going to do. I mean, basically. I mean, we did get Earth 2. We got Jay Garrick because his helmet came
through. We thought we were going to see other speedsters last time.
Right. We thought he was going to trip through the multiverse.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, we thought that last time, and you said this time, too. I did think it was interesting that Jay Garrick did not originally wear the helmet.
Yeah.
Because see, when they showed Hunter Zolomon dad wearing that helmet and then he took it, I'm like, oh, that really made me mad, because it was a retcon I think that Jeff Johns came up with, but they said that was Jay Garrick's father's Doughboy helmet from World War
I. Right.
And he took it, modified it, and made it the Flash's helmet, mm-hmm. which was really cool. I thought that was a nice... Nice nod. But then they took it and twisted it into his dad was an abusive a-hole that killed his mother.
Right.
And he witnessed it, and that's what drove him nuts. And, you know, so they tainted... Not only did they taint the character, they tainted that. Yeah. So if there was a good Jay Garrick... His helmet was tainted, and that's right. That's Jay Garrick's symbol.
But they gave it to him because that was a symbol of hope on Earth 2. They're going to Earth 2, and this way, that gives them hope. I mean, they're on their knees, Zoom's taking everything away from them. They see their hope alive again.
Right.
It gives them hope. They'll want to rebuild their world if you see your hope.
Right. Well,
I want Vibe to vibe again, and what's he see as far as Earth 2?
Oh, I'm sure they'll go back because they'll want to have... I mean, we still got... Jesse and Wally were both still hit by the beam.
Yes.
Henry fell down with the beam, which I don't think they're going to bring Henry back because they ain't going to have to because it's a timeline thing. But I kind of wonder where they were going with that. I think that was a red herring to make you think that,
The whole Wally and Jesse thing might have been too because they just erased everything.
Yeah.
They might have just wanted to make you think. Because Barry doing that, I don't think anyone thought he was going to do that.
Yeah.
That was really good how they did that.
Yeah.
They hit it. And when Barry's walking out, I didn't think he was going to do that. I thought he was going to go to every world and, you know, fix what Zoom did. Because Zoom said he's been going through the multiverse anyways.
Right.
Getting other speedsters.
Yeah.
Taking their speed. So I thought, you know, he's going to go back. No, he freaking saved his mom, which was bad, but...
I thought it was interesting. Basically, even though there's a... Supposedly, according to the paper, we saw the, you know, in the years ahead that...
2024.
There's a crisis... But this is essentially the crisis in this episode. You had a pulse beam that was going to destroy the multiverse.
Right.
Barry was running around the thing in the other direction to stop it. Yeah, but Barry in the crisis, Barry runs around the anti-monitor's thing and catches the tachyon thing and, you know, disintegrates. That's what we saw. We actually saw the crisis moment happen.
Right.
And already. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You know.
Future Flash died.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That was a Flash in the future. And that's the Flash that came through the portal in Batman v Superman.
I'm glad he died.
Oh. Rotten Tomatoes, Bruce! Rotten Tomatoes!
How
It Should Have Ended on Batman.
Go watch it.
It's better.
Go into How It Should Have Ended, and then you'll find Batman v Superman. You watch that.
It's better than the real movie.
Yeah. What does the leg
And Grant
say?
Gustin pops through. It's his Flash that pops through and says Rotten Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, Bruce. Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. But, yeah, needless to say, we enjoyed that. I really, you know, I was getting a little down on him.
I wasn't. I had the... That's my favorite. That's my life.
Yeah.
Flash is my life.
I got to say, I was really impressed with Iris because, you know, you think she's going to have this big moment. She's going to lay a big wet one on him, say, you know, I love you, blah, blah, blah. No. Kick his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I thought it was how cool that they realized that he was too angry to fight him then. They just, you know.
They took him out.
Knocked his butt down.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually made some, you know, they made some good decisions.
That people would do.
Yeah, right.
Like, if I was going all crazy, Dad would just walk up to me and knock me out.
Well, no, let's not put that on air. People think I beat you all the time. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, ever since, like, about mid-season, all of them have made really stupid mistakes. I mean, we've been shown these characters are intelligent. Mm-hmm. They're bright people. They're courageous people. But they weren't thinking things through. And they made Zoom so infallible and unbeatable. And it just, you know.
That's why the Wraiths got him.
It got a little old. I mean, I liked him at first. And I still don't. Now, one thing I don't understand, they didn't explain. What was the deal with, you know, when he had his mask off and was Teddy Sears' face, and, you know, he'd go, blah, blah, blah. He'd sound like Tony Todd again, the actor that's voicing Zoom. And then he'd have the black eyes.
The Velocity Nine.
I guess.
That's what I got from it, that and the Speed Force combined, that whole thing was like death itself.
Mm.
That's what I got, basically.
I was almost expecting something like he, you know, not to get all Star Wars with the Speed Force, but he tapped into like a darker side of the Speed
Zoom or something, or Reverse Flash, like create that?
What?
Like in the comics, like a dark Speed Force or something?
I don't know. You know, it'd be interesting. I mean, I don't think we're, you know, I don't want him to recast. But they brought in this Wally now. I like the Wally they got
he's
on there.
Cool. I'll be cool.
And I was hoping to kind of see him be Kid Flash at the end of this one, but I guess you know they got to leave something for season 3.
Right.
So that's something else we might see. But now, spoiler warning, but I mean, all you got to do is go on a comic book website. We've seen some things out of this DC Rebirth.
Wally West is back.
That show us, yeah.
Dude, Wally West is the coolest Flash ever. I don't care what you guys say. Wally West is freaking awesome. He's back. If they kill him, I quit.
The only thing that worries me, and we're getting off topic here, and I'll just say this real quick. Geoff Johns has written a series before where a long-lost hero erased in a continuity-altering event returned, and characters that were formerly heroes were manipulating creation to their own end. And it ended very badly for everyone, didn't change the DC Universe for the better, made it darker, and we called that Infinite Crisis. And that was the Earth 2 Superman that came back. So it worries me a little bit. We've been on this merry-go-round with Geoff Johns before.
Yeah, but so, they gave him a new costume, guys. They should let him stay. Wally West is freaking bad, but...
Yeah, and by Wally West, we mean, you know, pasty white, red-headed Wally West.
The real Wally West.
The
Wally West I grew up with.
But now, I do not want them to come back from in the next season and see all the Wests replaced with pasty, red-headed white people. No, I don't want that. I like these characters. I like Joe. I especially like Joe.
Yeah.
And I like Iris, and I like Wally. I want to see Wally become Kid Flash. I'm kind of like, well, corporate synergy, what are they going to do, you know?
Right.
Of course, this might all be just a stunt, and none of this, because we also saw material from Rebirth that showed the current New 52 African-American Wally West in the classic Kid Flash outfit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what does that mean? Both. Are they going to merge them, or what? I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But it's just interesting that at this very moment, all the stuff's changing in the comics, and they're trying to make things more synergistic between, you
Ooh,
know.
Ooh, you used a big word.
Yeah.
Spell it.
Yeah. I can't, not right now. C-Y-N-E-R-G. I don't know. Anyway, I was getting there. But anyway, we're getting way off topic. But bottom line is, they pulled it out. They pulled it out in the end. I'm really interested to see where they're going. I'm glad they didn't have anything like a new villain show up and take Iris away or blow up the house. Or it was a much more personal,
Barry kicked butt.
Barry kicked butt. And, you know, Jay Garrick. Last season, what won the episode for me? Jay Garrick's helmet coming through the portal.
Right.
What won it this time? Freaking John Wesley Shipp, and especially when they showed him in the suit and he put the hat on.
Yeah.
See, notice he didn't have the gloves.
No. Nope.
He had the symbol. I thought it looked more like the original Jay Garrick design.
Yeah.
He looked like he was more like the original Jay Garrick design.
Yeah.
Like the one that was actually from World War II.
Yeah.
And then
his colors were brighter than the Teddy Sears.
Oh, his were way brighter.
Yeah, Teddy Sears were more
He had a navy blue.
He had a red. He almost like maroon, had a red maroon Rocketeer jacket on.
Maroon, navy blue, and that dark gold that you could barely see.
Like a brass color.
But he had that, like, it looked like Bruce Timm's
while the
animated Flash, Justice League. Yeah, yeah. Lightning Bolt. Yeah, with just the two. Yeah.
But that's what it looks like.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, I hope we get next season. I hope we get more Earth 2. You know, we got Jesse. We got in Earth 3. I wish they'd flip those around because, to you know, Earth 3's the bad Earth, you know. But we'll see what happens, you know. But
there could still be a bad Barry on Earth 3.
Yeah, there could be. Yeah. We didn't get Johnny Quick. We saw his formula.
I thought the guy in the Iron Mask would be Johnny Quick because that way he wouldn't be able to say the formula.
Yeah, yeah. You said that, and that was a good theory. It made sense.
But no, I was wrong.
And especially when we thought they were going to make Jesse Quick this season. But.
And I thought even though that John Wesley Shipp became Jay, that he would be like Johnny Quick and Jay combined.
Like he'd have the speed formula?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because he said he's almost like the Speed Force. Remember when he's talking? Yeah. He's like, you can say that. So it still makes me think that he's like them combined.
Hmm.
Like, because Johnny Quick never had any top mask and neither did Jay.
Yeah. But now here's the thing, real quick. I thought we'd see the return of Patty Spivot at some point.
Yeah.
Never came back.
No.
Never came back. She was the first half of this season. Never returned.
But what's going to happen this next season, you know,
with all
the altered timeline. Yeah.
Will she even come there? Because remember all those, the reason she came there.
Because Weather Wizard killed her.
Yeah, Weather Wizard. Blah, 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 blah. Weather Wizard is not going to exist. Not that version.
Right.
And he's not going to be in the same place at the same time.
Right. While Barry will get his powers, but it'll be through the old comic book means of just the lightning bolt coming through the chemicals.
No. The Barry. You know how the Barry, they had him, like, hit everybody? Both times, like, the Remnant and the last time when he gave Wally and them powers could give him his speed.
Hmm.
Like, he's a lightning bolt, remember?
Oh, like in the old Secret Origins.
Like, he's his own. Yes!
Ryan, like, you're like the Secret Origins annual, Ryan. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows? They just like last season, there's any number of ways they can go. So, yep. Oh, there you go. I said synergistic, and he said epiphany.
I can't spell that.
So, well, with that, are we good? Are we out?
Yeah, high fives all around.
Yay, Flash.
My name is
Yay, John Wesley Shipp is the Flash again. Yay.
Yay.
Now he's going to get his own TV show.
Yeah, he should. Everybody else has got their own freaking superhero TV show on CW.
Why not?
If they can have Legends of Tomorrow, then we can have an Earth 2, we can have a JSA show.
Oh, yeah!
With that, we'll say goodnight. Goodnight.
Night. I'm still hyper for